In 1975, the Fancy Farm picnic was a little more refined. In fact, it was quiet enough to hear a flashbulb pop during the speech of then-presidential candidate George Wallace.
I feel that government in the last number of years. I hope you can get that fixed. Anyway, that was just a bulb, and I said I'm a little gun-shy. That's all right. Go right ahead.
Just 3 years before that speech, Wallace survived an assassination attempt that left him paralyzed below the waist. Fast forward now, 38 years, to a tame speech from 2013 from Kentucky Congressman Ed Whitfield.
Back to U.S. Senate, and Ed Whitfield back to the House of Representatives.
Whitfield struggles to overpower the crowd, clad in matching shirts, signs, and equipped with orchestrated chants. All of those elements combined don't make it easy for the audience to hear or a pleasant experience for the speaker. Here's Congressman Whitfield just a few days after last year's picnic.
Are you recovered from Fancy Farm?
I don't even remember being there.
Like it was all a blur?
It's so interesting. I sit up there and I'm just removed myself from even being there. I don't remember anything anybody says or even when they're talking, I don't know what they're saying.
Taking a zen-like approach to braving the Fancy Farm stage is relatively new. The uniformity of the crowd and the prepared chants all come from what former Courier-Journal newspaper columnist Al Cross calls the professionalization of Fancy Farm. It started about 25 years ago.
Since Mitch McConnell ran for re-election in 1990, maybe even 89 when he was preparing to run, he bust in a lot of young people, and naturally they would have a similar attire, and they would make signs as a group.
Cross says a roof over the stage and spectators also kicks up the volume, so the noise, above anything else, begs the question, are the speeches worth the attention? Cross doesn't think so. In fact, they might be overhyped.
I will plead guilty and say yes. As political writer for the Courier-Journal, I was a part of giving it too much emphasis. But, you know, you get caught up in the special nature of the event and the fact that you have all these preliminaries beforehand.
Cross says those preliminaries, which include local party dinners and breakfasts that occur throughout the week, provide the most benefit to the candidates. And for the constituents, without the picnic, there'd be no other reason for such a high concentration of politicians in Western Kentucky, which often feels neglected by political leaders. So, Fancy Farm political speaking chair Mark Wilson prefers the weekend's biggest draw actually furthers political discourse.
We have a lot of guests who come from far and wide who actually want to hear what the speakers have to say. And there's just been the last few years, it's just kind of turned into a shout fest by the organizers of the opposite party right there. And we just want to try to reduce all of that if we can.
Wilson says he's had a productive conference call with campaign and party leaders to cool their role in the orchestrated shouting, but Al Cross isn't convinced.
My guess is it's going to be as loud and raucous as usual.
Tame or not, picnic organizers are calling for sunny skies this weekend, so don't forget the sunscreen. They also expect around 20,000 people, so you might consider earplugs too. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Chad Lampe.